And thank you, Chuck. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Bikina, Rick Albin, Lauren Smith. It's the last day of July. On the live line with us this morning, Kevin Yoder, the CEO and founder of Yoder Real Estate. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys.
So we should know by now it's a seller's market, but here in West Michigan specifically, there are three reasons why. Tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, so this let's just define the market again. It's a seller's market compared to a buyer's market. There is also a middle market. We have swung way over to the left side here in a seller's market defined by inventory levels. And when that happens, it's challenging because there's not a lot of homes on the market and sellers find themselves kind of feeling like they're stuck in that current home. There are three reasons why they're not making moves. Number one is when there's a lack of inventory, that means when they're looking out there on the MLS and doing searches, they say, well, gosh, if I sell, that's super, but where am I going to go? So that's reason number one. And another reason is mortgage interest rates, they're great, but the guidelines have tightened up quite a bit in the last few years. And so many folks have found themselves unable to make up that next move up. Maybe debt-to-income ratios are a little out of line. And then the third reason is some folks like to time the market, where they say, this is great, I'm going to gain some more equity in my current home, and wait until I get more equity in that and just kind of holding on and see if they can get a little bit more out of it. And that's a little bit dangerous because we all know what happened in 2006 when the market peaked.
Right. And one of the things that we have begun to see, and it's been happening, but it has really become apparent as we've gotten into full summer, I'm seeing some of these, for lack of a better term, communities, developments, where maybe they had planned 10 to 20 homes. The first one was built, the recession hit, they've been very lonesome for the past decade, but now we're starting to see some more movement. I can think of two of those I passed just yesterday. So the new home, I mean, people are building these things to try to help with the inventory. But the other thing is you talked about is that person selling a house is a little hesitant because what happens next? So some folks are actually trying to do the dual thing, buy the house that you want and then try to get rid of the other one, which also creates issues.
Yeah, it can. So it's kind of a cart before horse thing. And a lot of folks come to us with that question. What do I do about that? You could start looking a little bit early. That would be one solution. At least identify what's out there and know what your wish list looks like. So then you can make a quick move. But it's a lot of folks can't afford two homes at the same time, and nor do they want to.
So do you find the house that you want to buy first and then think about selling yours? And we used to talk about bridge loans and the gap, right?
We talk about every day at the office, and it's difficult to do that because that house is not going to wait for you. If you need to put your home on the market, there are a series of events that need to happen. Staging, decluttering, getting the home ready, all those things that next home will not wait for you while you make all those things happen. So it's ideally, if you can own two homes at the same time and get that pre-approval that shows that, then it would allow you to go out there on the marketplace and make that purchase and quickly sell yours. You're not going to be on the market for a long time if you do that. The other thing is, as I mentioned in my video blog, that there are off-market listings. So identify homes that are not currently active. And some agents around West Michigan have access to these. Not everybody, but they're out there. These are sellers that have raised their hands, ready, able, and willing. And if you find someone like that, then it makes it a lot easier, and you don't have to run the risk of owning two homes at the same time.
Where do people? I've always wondered about this decluttering thing because I know if we were ever to take pictures of our house, we would have to rent a self storage. Do people do that because we've got a ton of crap everywhere in our house?
Yeah. It's essential, even though the market's great. If you can get your home in a position where it looks like someone else could live there, then that's the best place to be.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. If you walk into your home and you no longer recognize it, you're probably getting close.
That's a good measure right there. Take a picture of you and your wife and your kids, and just get that all off the wall. It doesn't need to be extreme. People want to feel like it's a feeling.
Yeah,
that they could live there. And when you have it plastered with yourself, it's difficult to see through that.
Kevin Yoder is the CEO and founder of Yoder Real Estate. A pleasure as always. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
And you the same. 6:42. Let's get to traffic and weather.